my friend Candace Jordan. Candace, how are you?
Oh, I'm excellent, Rick. I'm so happy to be back. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm good. I got down here. I know, there are many things that you love in this town.
Are you going to say the air show?
Yeah, I hate the air show. You love it, right?
Well, I love the action. You know, when we used to live in Old Town, the pilots would fly right over our deck. I mean, literally, we could see their faces. And that was the most exciting part I've ever had at the air show. I mean, you know, after so many years, both of us, you know, it's, you know, we've kind of been there, done that. I hate to say it, but
yeah.
I think it's very exciting for the city, and I'm glad to see it here. So
let me ask you, I've long since forgotten, does the air show benefit any charity or any, or is it just, hey, look how much gas we can use?
Well, that's a really good question, and I don't have the answer for that. But
I don't either. It's something I should know.
Yeah, we need to check that out. But, you know, I have not heard of a charity associated with it. You know, I know the radios cover it and everybody's down there, but I have never heard of a charity component. So let me check into that. That's a good question.
Well, they don't charge money, but is this kind of, you know, I always think of the air and water show as kind of the end of the kind of outdoor entertainment season, but you are obviously in a position to tell me, Rick, you're an idiot. That's simply not true.
Well, first of all, I would never call you an idiot. Legend. Of course, as always, you know, before I come on, I think, oh my goodness, I'm not going to have enough to talk to Rick about. And then by the time I gather my notes, I've got like 16 pages spread out across my desk. So
I know.
Yeah, no, there's plenty going on.
How? Give me cotton to the, hey, summer's over when the air show's over. I think there's still a lot of summer left.
But
how would you rate this summer in the, you know, philanthropic party aspect of this summer? Busier than ever, more fun than ever? How would you assess it?
Well, you know, that's another good question, and it's a little different this year, and I can't quite put my finger on it, but I feel like, you know, the fundraisers that I did attend, like I told you before, were all, you know, over the top, went away over their goals.
Yeah.
But, you know, it didn't seem to be as many of them this year as there has been in the past. But the ones that there were, that did exist, really made a big difference. So, I didn't sense that there was, like, as many as there have been before, which was really disappointing. I like going somewhere, and Chuck, you know, loves the nightlife, and he loves to go out every night. So,
he loves it when you grab him every night and go, come on, you're coming with me. We got a dinner. It's like, dress up. Put on a tuxedo. You're going with me to this thing. But the way you put it, I think that's a wonderful thing, that many of these charitable institutions have made were making more money than they had in years.
Absolutely. And everything that I've covered lately has been, you know, over the top, their best one yet, their biggest one yet. And so, you know, it's very heartening to see that. I mean, people are not afraid to give money where their hearts are. So I love it.
Do people get, Candace, and I never really talked about this, do people get, the people who, you wouldn't, I don't suppose, because you were covering these things, but is there anything, does party fatigue ever set in for some people who, you know, the kinds of people who are invited to everything and are asked to write checks at everything? Is there any fatigue that ever sets in for those folks?
Well, you know, if they've got plenty of money, and if they like those nonprofits that are asking for their money, you know, and even if they don't want to go to the event, it's not hard to write a check.
Right.
So, you know, and I do see the same names, you know, usually over and over again on the sponsors list and things like that. But they don't necessarily attend each and every one of those galas. But it's nice to know that they're not afraid to give money for them.
That is. So what's going on? What'd you do this week?
Well, first of all, I want to tell you, this is a very interesting story. You know, I did read that crime was down in Chicago, but here's what happened. So 2 days ago, we're sitting on our terrace getting ready for some witty repartee. About 6 o'clock, we both got our wine glass and a beer glass, and these five cop cars screeched to a halt right in front of us. And as it turned out, they were looking for, get this, a sword-wielding maniac.
This is in the... What time is it?
This is right on Chestnut Street, 6 o'clock in the evening. They were looking for somebody wielding a sword up and down the Gold Coast.
Oh, that's nice. That's
Isn't
nice.
Isn't it nice?
That's just great. Yeah, crime may be down, but crime has gotten weirder.
Weirder, exactly.
A sword-wielding maniac, as opposed to a sword-wielding professor or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are both pretty sophisticated people, and you know the city. Was it frightening?
It was exciting, and Chuck was out there standing up, staring out. I said, Chuck, what if they've got a gun? I mean, you're like a standing target. You've got like this big target on the third floor patio. And I told him to get in, but of course he didn't. But it was interesting seeing how. I mean, actually, I was thrilled that there was such a response to something like this. You know, they say that the cops, you know, are not there when you need them and everything else. Well, they were here in droves when this happened. So it was heartening. Let me put it that way.
Well, that's great. It's also the neighborhood. I mean, you live near the Newberry Library, and it's the neighborhood. And if they don't, you know, I maintain, and let me know what you think.
Okay.
There's still a lot of people in the building I live in and other nice buildings in the Gold Coast and Streeterville that I still know a lot of people who are reluctant to go out after it gets dark.
Listen, we are the same. I'm not walking around here after dark. No, we don't do that either. But, you know, we'll drive anywhere. But, no, I'm not happy about walking around in the dark with people these days. Because, you know, there's too many nuts on the street, just like this guy. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. So it's better safe than sorry. And I don't have a need to be walking around. I mean, we don't have a dog that needs walks. And so, you know, really we don't have a reason to do it. So, but last night, let me tell you what happened last night.
Please.
Last night, am I leading the conversation? I apologize.
What? That's what? What?
Do you mind? Okay.
No.
So last night you asked me what we did.
Yes.
This weekend, so now I'm going to get to your original question.
Well, that's how this works. I ask a question and you give me an answer. Yes. What have you been doing, Candace Jordan?
Okay, so last night we went to the 35th annual Dance for Life event. It was held at the Auditorium Theater. And this event, the place was filled. It was sold out.
Wow.
There were like over 1,000 people in this theater. And it was for 10 dance companies came together to donate their time and talent to raise funds for this this dancers fund, which is they provide monies for medical care and critical care for the dance community and industry. And they had so much support for this, and it was like the Joffrey Ballet danced and Giordano danced.
Wow.
And, Deeply Rooted. I mean, it was like watching a Broadway show in like an hour and a half. It was fabulous. And they raised a lot of money, and afterwards there was an after party that we went to that was right down the street at Venue 8610, which was also terrific.
Sure.
All the dancers showed up, so it was really a lot of fun, and I'm glad to see that it's going strong at 34 years.
Okay, tell me another story. Candace Jordan, the hardest
story.
Yes.
Listen, there's an incredible experience coming to Rosemont September 25th. Have you ever been to Egypt?
The country? Or
yes.
Or the someone's house in Rosemont. No, I've never been. No, I have not been.
And nor have I. But you know what? What's on my bucket list is to see the pyramids, of course. It's on so many people's bucket list.
Sure.
This is a virtual reality experience in Rosemont, and they're going to have two, they call them expeditions. It's a 45-minute free-roaming virtual reality expedition. The first one is called the Horizon of Khufu, and it takes you inside the Great Pyramid of Giza. You can go through restricted chambers. You go to the pyramid summit. You can sail along the Nile, and all of this, I mean, just with virtual reality glasses.
Wow.
I think that sounds so cool.
Wow. Well, aren't you afraid that one of these days virtual reality will be so sophisticated and nice that people will be able to go anywhere in the world sitting in their bathroom?
Well, I think that's a wonderful thing for people like me. I mean, I can't afford to go to Egypt, and I'd love to see the pyramids. I think it's great for, you know, people that can't do these things but still want to have the experience. I think it's wonderful. And they have another exhibit. Listen to this one. This is called, what is it called? Life Chronicles. And it takes you through the history of the world.
What?
It goes back like 3.5 billion years, and it takes you through the era of the dinosaurs. I mean, it just sounds incredible to me, and I cannot.
Who's doing this?
Well, it's called PHI Studio in conjunction with the Village of Rosemont, and then Excurio, which are all, you know, masters at virtual reality experiences. And it's going to be in Rosemont starting on September 25th, and you can get on a waiting list for tickets. I think they're already, you know.
Wow, they're already sold out?
Yeah, they've already started selling them. But, I mean, well, if this sounds so cool, I mean, who wouldn't want to do this? So well, I'm going to try to be the first in line.
I'm sure you will be. the what occurs to me is the history of the world one, how long is it? It's like, of the world in 20 minutes.
45 minutes.
45 minutes?
Yeah, 45 minutes.
God, I would
and
just...
It's, you know, it's a like a 25,000 square foot space.
Wow.
And it's going to launch in Rosemont's Pearl District, if you're familiar with that, on September 25th.
What's that?
Well, it's, you know, it's like the heart of Rosemont. I mean, you know, Rosemont is exploding with things to do.
It's always been exploding with things to do. Is that right?
Well, I've just started to see this happening because I guess I'm getting so many press releases. But,
sure.
You know, restaurants are opening up every other second. And, you know, now this big experience that's coming. And I just think it's wonderful. I think they're doing a great job with that that place.
Let me ask you, it's a little off your beat, Candace, but you know everything, Candace Jordan.
Yes.
What are your feelings about the... The casino that took the place of the Tribune printing plant that is supposed to be built and open at the corner of Halsted and Chicago, between Chicago and Grand. What are your thoughts about that in general?
Well, you know, I went to the opening of the one that's across
the Medina.
From State 48, right, at Medina. And I thought it was spectacular. I mean, you know, it's chock-a-block, obviously, with gambling machines. I mean,
sure.
It's almost claustrophobic. There's no space to breathe in, it didn't seem to me. But, you know, I'm not a gambler, God. I can't stand to lose a nickel, so I'm not that person.
Yeah, they have no nickel slots anymore. Even in Vegas, they don't have nickel slots. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I think the people that enjoy gambling would, you know, I thought that they would love it. And I thought it would be jam-packed. But, you know, I think they might have overestimated the appeal for people to come here from, you know, like Indiana, where they have their own gambling places. So I don't know. I hope that it works out. I mean, I hated to see that Tribune building come down. I love seeing the name up there.
I don't know.
And then they had to grapple and look around for sponsors and for
and
investors.
Investors, yeah. It's been, I'm going to be flabbergasted if they open. Because there's gambling all over the place now. Uh-huh. I mean, think of Rosemont. You go to Rivers Casino, which is very nice casino. And you're going to say to yourself, come on, Candace, let's get in a car, drive down to Chicago and Halsted and pay for parking and go in and lose
our money.
You know, because you're going to lose. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this doesn't come as news to you, but if you go to casinos, you're going to lose. That's why they build casinos.
Exactly. That's where they get all their money.
Yes, exactly.
But I agree with you, Rick, 100%. I'll be surprised if it opens. And sadly, I mean, I don't want to see anything.
No, of course
in Chicago,
not. No, I know
I
that.
Just,
but
I just don't know about that.
I think
that,
it was an unrealistic kind of a weird kind of pipe dream. That's what I think.
Yeah,
just
I think
like,
so, too. I agree
just
with
like,
you, 100%.
The lottery was going to fund all public schools. Well, yeah, that didn't
happen.
Go like that. What do you got going on this week?
Well, first of all, I want to ask your opinion on the Chicago River Swim. You know, it's back on September 21st,
You
know, after a decade. Would you get in that river?
I've probably been in that river, but years ago with dead bodies floating around. I would not be reluctant to get on the river. I mean, I think it's had a remarkable turnaround. But
good.
If I was going to get in the river, I would not be getting in it with hundreds of other people who were racing or something. I'd get
in. I think they're expecting like a couple of hundred or more. I mean, it's September 21st. But the good thing is it does benefit ALS research. So I think that's a terrific thing. And I think they're going to have a lot of interest in it. So I'm glad about that.
No question. I don't know, though. I don't know if this is going to lead to... And I'd be very surprised if it does, too. Okay, now that we've done this river swim, hey, you, Joe Schmo, who lives in the Tribune Tower now, you want to take a dip in the river, just go ahead and do it? I don't think that's going to happen.
God, they'll be drowning like flies
in
there.
Yeah, exactly.
I
think there's too much trouble.
Totally agree with you. Let's see. I have one other thing. Well, I did email you again because I'm trying to narrow you down for my guacamole challenge. It's still going to be this Wednesday, Rick, if you want to be a last-minute entry.
I'm going in.
Maria Pappas.
I know. I have to go in for
Chef Art Smith.
I have to go in for a heart transplant surgery on Wednesday. So I don't, unless I get out really early, do it. I hate guacamole.
I totally get it.
I would love to see you, and we'll figure out some other time to see you.
Okay. All right.
But Candace, it's always a great pleasure
to have you on the radio. Rick, thank you so much for having me back.
Always love
hearing your voice. Keep up the great work.
All right, sweetheart. You take care.
Honey. Thank you.
The one and only, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Candace Jordan.